Okay, so break it down. Amen. Good morning. God bless you, saints, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Abigail has a prayer request. So be sure to get that. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being with us this morning. We give God praise and we magnify him because he is the only true and living God. And we lift him up in the name of Jesus. We thank God for all of you that are coming on live now and those that will be watching later. Amen. I pray that this service will bless you every time you watch it. And if you know someone that is in need of prayer and you believe that, or the Lord is leading you, that this prayer service and this prayer time will bless them, encourage them to come online and look us up. God is doing awesome things. I know this is not the only place that God is doing awesome things, but I know for certain in this place God is doing awesome things. And we want to pray for any believer, for whatever your situation is. And if you are a non-believer and you are watching or tuning in, we want to pray with you especially, so that you are no longer a non-believer, but you will become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And if you hear these words coming out of my mouth, he's talking to you. And the moment you hear the word speaking into your life, you need to take action right away. Because the Bible said tomorrow's not promised. Stop putting off. I'm going to do this for the Lord. I'm going to do that. When I get finished with this, because you're never going to get finished and you're never going to get to it. And next thing you know, time is up. Amen. When I was growing up, there's a mess. They said that Satan had two messages he loved to preach. Time enough. You got plenty of time. Girl, you're only 13. You're only 21. You're only 40. You got plenty of time. And then the last message, while you're on your deathbed, too late. Mm-hmm. Did it while you was 13, 18. 21 and 4. You only got two messages. You got plenty of time, and then oops, I'll be seeing you in a minute. So you don't want to get caught up in that. The day you hear my voice, the Lord says, harden not your heart. Amen. Amen. I want to start out praying for those that do not know God, that are listening, or those that are a little unstable in their way, or for the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You have to settle on Christ. You have to choose Christ. You cannot receive Christ by default. You can only receive Christ if you invite him in. You cannot receive God by default. You have to invite him in. You have to welcome him in. You have to ask him to come into your life. You don't get the presence of God in a relationship with God because your grandmother had it. Yeah. You have to have your own. This is not religion. This is relationship. God has absolutely nothing to do with religion. This is relationship, and you must invite him in. You must ask him to come in. You must repent of all of your sin. The Bible says all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if you were born saved, there's a problem. If you've been saved all your life, that's a problem, because somebody lying. Either you lying or the Bible lying. Somebody got it wrong. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you're born, oh, I'm sorry, getting all juiced up here. When you're born, you're born into sin. You're born into a sinful world. You're born into a sinful nature. That's just the way it is. You're all born into a sinful nature. So if you go back, and God knows we don't have time, but God cannot. Back in the day, a priest was not clean if he was in the presence of death. Y'all follow what I'm saying? If someone in the room when this atmosphere had died and he entered into that atmosphere, he was no longer considered clean until he washed himself, because he could not be allowed to be in the presence of death. Y'all follow me so far? In darkness. So when you enter into this world is full of death and darkness. So you enter into this world, you enter into darkness, and like the priest, you're considered unclean until you are clean, until you cleanse yourself again. Does that make sense? And so when people enter into this world, you're automatically covered in darkness. Not that the darkness has come into you, but you are covered in darkness because of where you are. You're in a sinful place. So you are automatically part of the sinful nature of man. and you haven't done anything. And so you have to ask God to enter into you. You have to invite him in so that he can cleanse what you have received by entering into this nature, into this atmosphere. Does anybody disagree? Yeah. Does everybody get that? Yeah. If you don't get it, we'll talk to Pastor Sandy, because it's a great message. You should listen. Well, I don't understand. I've never heard that before. Well, you never probably never been to Tokyo before, but it's still there. Amen. So all I'm saying is this. Don't think that you are already righteous and you don't need Christ.
Amen.
Because that's the best way to be lost.
Amen.
Don't think that I can do, you know, there's and trust me, there is no other way to God except through Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, no man, no one can enter into the Father but by me. You can only enter in through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's it. Amen.
Amen.
I know we got a lot of prayers this morning, right? Okay. I want to, before I do anything, I want to thank Jose Perez for that artwork that he sent. Awesome. I'm having it printed up, plastered on the board. Is the bomb. It's on our Facebook, RMBC Hebrew Club, on Facebook. Take a look at it. He did an awesome job. Awesome job. I love it. And when you see it, you're going to love it too. And I want to thank you, because you, some serious detail, my moles, you got, and you gave me teeth. Thank you, Jose. I looked at it this morning, I'm like, oh, I have teeth now. Yay! My poor wife, she's like, oh God. Anyway, so I thank you. I appreciate that. Didn't have to go to the dentist, didn't cost me anything. I'm so happy. Thank you, Jose. I appreciate it. Mucho. Amen. What? Amen. All right. Amen. She young. She got all of hers. That's not my testimony. Amen. So, amen. So, amen. Let's go on with the prayer. Amen. We wanted to let you know that Mother Brenda is heading in the right direction. She is still in the hospital, but she is heading in the right direction. God has met her. He has heard our cries. He is answering our prayers. And I thank you, Global Family, for continually praying for her and with her in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much. Continue the prayers. Continue, because they're bearing fruit. Amen. Amen. All right.
Robert emailed earlier and he said he tested positive for COVID.
Robert Violet?
I have just Robert.
Oh, just Robert. Okay, okay.
And he's feeling pretty lonely, so we want to pray that he recognize that the Holy Spirit is with him.
Yes.
In this time.
Yes, and Robert, there are people. Okay, let me explain how it was explained to me. COVID is a real thing. It's a real thing. But they're using it as a weapon. Everyone that's getting COVID now, they haven't been targeted out and all of that. It's just, I mean, it's been out so long, I guess, I can't really explain it. But I can explain that, from what I understand, you treat it like the flu. You treat it like the flu, like you got the flu. And in a few days' time, you know, prayerfully, you'll be just fine. Okay, so don't panic. Because my daughter, I talked to her the other day. She said she tested positive. She said, but I feel fine. She said, I'm just going to hang out at home for a week. Amen.
Amen.
And so, but it is a thing. I don't believe all the hype that billions of people are dying every 20 minutes. You know, if you step out the door and take one deep breath, you're going to die. You know, all that stuff. I'm not talking about all of that. Okay. The best thing you can do is trust in God. Use common sense and let the Lord have his way. I'm going to pray for Robert and all those that have tested positive for COVID. I'm going to pray with you now. Please, I understand that you feel isolated, but listen, the enemy uses isolation to try to take you away from God. The enemy will use isolation to try to attack you. Don't let the fact that you may feel isolated make you think that you're not loved, or make you think, the Bible says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. even if you have COVID, or even if they say you have it, but you don't feel like you have it, God said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So you got to decide, where am I going to put my trust? Am I going to put my trust in what the media is saying? Or am I going to put my trust in what my Father is saying, what my Lord is saying? So if you feel that you've been isolated and that you have nowhere else to go, remember you have family. S4C is a global family. You have family. God help us, we're going to find out a way to try to bring our family around the world together. You have family. Robert and all people that are like Robert, you have family. We are here with you. And we're praying with you and for you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Robert and those that feel isolated and alone, they feel separated, Lord, we know that you are able to do all things. Through Christ, you are able to do all things, and help Robert and other people to understand that they are not alone and that you are with us all. And even though we find ourselves under attack, we know that greater is he that is in us than anything that is in the world. And where the enemy tries to put against us, God has already saw him coming and have prepared a way for our victory. So we give praise to you in advance for Robert's victory and for every person that has been diagnosed with COVID, that are dealing with situations that they don't understand. We give you praise. We hope to understand that if they bring it to you, you will minister to their hearts and to their minds. Lord, don't let them fall in to the enemy's trap, and don't let them feel like they have been left or lost or turned away or abandoned, because they haven't. Greater is the power that's in every person that believes that you are who you said you are. Greater is the power in us than anything that the enemy can bring against us. We bless you, Lord, for all the believers everywhere that says, for God I live and for God I die. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're praying for Guillermo. Who's having various physical issues from diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney pain, and possibly COVID.
Oh.
He's also suffering from nightmares and is very restless.
Okay, that's Guillermo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Guillermo. Can you anoint my hands, Nikki?
Can I say his name right?
Yes. Guillermo, okay. Who knows? Do either of you know Guillermo?
Yes, that is her.
Okay, come here. Nikki, stand behind her. Wash her hands and anoint her hands. You're going to stand in for Guillermo. Hallelujah. For God himself is worthy to be praised. It is an incredible friend that will bring you and your situations to the throne. That's a friend. It's so awesome to see you, girl. That's a friend that will bring you to the altar, to the throne of God, and ask God for your healing, your deliverance, that will ask God to do things for you. That's a friend. That's somebody that you need in your life, somebody that's concerned about your eternal life and not just what you got in your pocket down here. That's a friend. La shemie ad amiz, la roshamieno, ki alamano she. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Lord God, you are worthy of all praises and we lift you up. There is none like you. And Lord, as Leslie stands in for Guillermo. Did I say it, Guillermo? Did I say it, Leslie? Okay, Lord, as we stand in, as she stands in for him, Lord, help him to understand that you are truly the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is none like you. It's impossible for there to have been anyone before you, because you have always been and you will always be. And there is none greater than you or equal to you by any manner. You are the great King of Kings, and we worship and we bless you because you are our God. We're praying for our brother, our fellow believer in Christ, that you would lift him up, Father, all the things that he's dealing with. All the things that he's fighting against, he's fighting and he's staying in the name of Jesus. Father, he's asking for prayer, whatever is necessary to fix his situation, whatever is necessary to heal him and to deliver him, whatever is necessary to bring him out of whatever he's in. You're able. And even if you choose not to deliver him from everything that he's dealing with, help him and let him know that you are still with him, even as he deals with what he's dealing with. And if you choose not to heal everything, it's not that you couldn't, it's because you chose not to. Just like the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, you could have stopped them from going in, but instead you chose to step in with them and to bring them out in the name of Jesus. I know that you're able to heal and deliver and give him that awesome testimony that he will share with others so that they too will believe. Bless him, Lord. From this point on, move in his atmosphere, in his presence. Let him understand that it is you that's moving in his life, that he will give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you all have a chance to lay hands on Guillermo, lay your hands on him in Jesus' name. You don't have to do a 20-minute prayer. Just lay your hands on him. Amen. And see what the Lord does. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Ryan. It is comforting to see you here. Amen. What you got, Mama?
Lisa is having angina symptoms in her heart.
Oh,
needs healing.
Oh my goodness. If God can heal cancer, and I know I say it a lot because it's a big deal. If God can, okay, let me do this since y'all are sick of hearing about cancer. Let me throw something else at you. If God can heal alcoholism, and God can heal my heart, and God can deliver me off of prescription drugs, I know God can heal anybody.
Amen.
I may not be able to tell your testimony, but I can sure tell mine. Amen?
Amen.
If God can fix me, I know he can fix you. I don't know what angina is.
It's almost like having a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I used to have severe panic attacks, which made me feel like this is when I was way younger. This, and it would make you feel like you were having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know his deal, but I know that's how I felt. And I also know that God healed me and God delivered me. He took me off of nitroglycerin. He took me out of, I take over-the-counter allergy sinus medication once or twice a day, maybe. That's all. And an Advil if it gets, and that's it. I was on all kind of drugs. I had three doctors, two psychiatrists, one psychologist, three psychiatrists, and all of them were issuing me drugs. Then I worked in the pharmacy, and I had a key, and I knew the alarm system. Oh yeah. Yeah. I was a mess. He delivered me from it all. I can't take credit for it. He did it. He stopped me from smoking. I never thought I would ever stop smoking. I stopped smoking. One morning I woke up and he said, "That's it." And that was it. That was it. I was packing half a day. That was it. I stopped. Why am I saying that? I'm saying if God can save somebody that was as messed up as me, and if he could heal somebody that was as broken as I was, he can fix your heart. Amen. Every person that's dealing with heart issues, every person dealing with drugs, I want to pray over the special needs children this morning too. Every person that's dealing with heart issues and addictions and alcohol and cigarettes and all these things, Lord, I want to pray. I want to encourage them that you are the great deliverer. I'm not saying what somebody told me. I'm saying what I know. I was praying for Mother Brenda and I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I would give you more, but I don't have anything else to give you because I've already given you everything that I have." I said, "I don't even have anything to bargain with, Lord, because you've already got it." So I just ask you, if you will, you know, see, You give God everything that you have. You allow God to turn you inside out. You allow God to use you in any way he chooses. And there is nothing that God will not do for you. Because all God wants is your all. That's all he wants. He doesn't expect more from you than you have. He doesn't ask you to do more than you are able to do. Whenever God asks you to do something, it's because he knows already you can do it.
Yes.
When he puts something in your heart to do and you don't see how I can do it, God already made the way. It can be done. All you have to do is do. And listen, it's not based on your abilities. It's based on God's ability. And I think that's what that's what messed people up. Lord, I can't do this. You know, who was the apostle that couldn't, he wasn't a public speaker. He stuttered.
That was Moses.
And then he sent Aaron to speak for him. Aaron spoke for him. The great Moses knew that he couldn't. But God said, it's all right. I already got a plan. All I need you to do is just go. God said, I got a plan. God's got a plan for whatever you're dealing with. He just needs you to go. If you go, God will fill in the blanks.
Yes.
All you got to do is just go. Don't ask how good morning, Herbert. Don't ask, well, Lord, how are we going to do this? And Lord, how am I going to do that? And what's going to happen with this? And what? Just shut up and go. Just go. And the Lord will meet you on the way. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm not telling you what I read in a book. I'm telling you what happened. If you just go. Good morning, Mother Sharon. If you just go, God will be with you.
Yes.
He will be with you as you go. And he will meet you at the place that you're going. And then he will be with you while you're there. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the person that's dealing with these, the heart aneurysm,
angina,
the soldier that's dealing with all these different physical ailments. Father, I don't say that they're not giving you their all. What I'm saying is that make sure you're giving God your all. Let Ikosania healing and deliverance, power and authority. Let your presence, let your spirit meet them at their place of need. Let your spirit meet them at their place of need. And let your perfect will be done. Help them to understand that you truly are God. And that you don't need them, you desire them. That you were sovereign all by yourself. You don't need us, you want us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What you got, Pastor? What you got? Good morning, Pastor Drea. Yeah.
So we have Dovey.
Dovey.
She is really just struggling with the weight of having her adult son and his children.
Mm-hmm.
Her adult son, as well as his oldest child,
mm-hmm.
both suffer from ADHD.
Oh, boy.
And outbursts of anger. And it's just a big burden for her to take care of them,
yeah.
as well as herself.
Yeah.
And she really wants to help them move on so that she can enjoy
her life.
Her being by herself.
Ooh, child, I understand. ADHD, post-traumatic...
Attention deficit.
Attention deficit disorder.
Yeah. Hyperactive disorder.
Hyperactive?
Yes.
You mean energy filled?
Yes.
Great day in the morning. All right. Kids are enough. Just being kids, you don't need no extra.
You're talking about an adult son.
Oh, an adult.
And his 2-year-old daughter, as well as they have a smaller child.
Oh, mercy. Wow. I understand, but I thank God I don't personally understand. But I understand the request, because that's a lot. That's a lot. Why are you all in the boot in the back in the corner in the dark? Get on up here. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for that family. I'm going to pray for that. That was a mom. That was Dovey, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for her. And listen, not just her, But there are other loved ones that are dealing with these types of things. That's a big deal. That's a tremendous deal. You find yourself not being able to sleep, not being able to rest, always on edge, never feeling the sigh of relief, never having, you know, it has nothing to do with whether or not you love somebody. It's the fact that she still called you Nikki.
Yes.
It's not the fact that you love or don't love. That has nothing to do with it. Because I know you love them or they wouldn't be in your house. But you get humanity. I mean, you can only take so much, right? I don't care how saved you are. You can only, there's only so much you can take without, you know, something else going wrong. You understand? And so we want the Lord to catch and help her so that she can bless them, so that she can. Does that make sense? I'm not saying much, but I don't know what to say. Amen. So I'm going to pray. Can I get a few of you all to stand up with me? I just need a few of you to stand up with me while we pray. Just stand up. Because I need you to be in agreement with me.
Yes.
For not just her family, but other families that are dealing with things like that, because that's a big deal. That's a tremendous deal. Because when your personal atmosphere of peace has been disrupted, that's a big deal. I don't know about anybody else, but I need my quiet time and my peace time. I need that. I need that. And so if her life has been disrupted because of things that the children cannot control and they did not bring on and it's not their fault, then we need to pray over the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because some of the medication that they give people open pineal glands and invite spirits into the atmosphere, and they are unaware. And then all these things are coming, and it's because they've invited them in because of there's a pathway into their atmosphere because the medication has opened up a pineal gland. And now they got these spirits coming in and they don't know where they're coming from. They don't know why. And they people aren't taught that. And they don't. That's why you have to pray over and be careful what you ingest, because the enemy has been. He knows sorcery and witchcraft, and he knows what it takes to stir things up in the mind and how to open that gland. When they go to those nightclubs, those flashing lights and that music, all that stuff is to open up that pineal gland so those demonic spirits can enter into this atmosphere through you. That's the part. That's what all those flashing lights, the boom, the boom, the boom, the boom, the boom, and it'll open up, and those things, they draw spirits. Am I right? They draw spirits. Why are you laughing? The bump, the bump. Well, that's all I knew. It draws spirits, and they draw spirits, and then the spirits cling on to you, and then you take them home, and now the spirits are invading your entire atmosphere, and you still don't know why. And so we need to pray for that atmosphere. There need to be in this atmosphere, Dovey. You need to make sure and. Let me tell you at first, demonic spirits are not going to like this. And they're going to resist this. But you have to try to find a way to do this anyway. You need to put on some praise music into that atmosphere. Because you've got all these demons and they hate praise music. They hate praises to God. They don't want you magnifying God and lifting God up. You've got to come in there. You have to fight fire with fire. You cannot fight a spirit with a stick. You need to fight the spirit in the spirit. Amen. Come in there. You need to put on some praise music. Try to have praise music going consistently all the time, all the time, all the time. And you need to, because I believe in my spirit that you are a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ. But this is not just for Dovey. This is for anyone that's dealing with this. And you need to anoint the doorways and the windows and of that house. You don't have to paint them, just a little oil, and in the name of Jesus, you need to rededicate that house back to God. I know this stuff doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but I'm telling you, it works.
Yes.
You need to rededicate that house back to God. And when those people are not in the beds or wherever they spend a majority of their time, anoint anoint those places where they spend that time, wherever they sit all the time. When they get up, anoint that in the name of Jesus. Wherever they sleep, when they're not there, anoint it in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, anoint that house, rededicate that atmosphere back to God. And then let God come in and fight those demons on your behalf. You think God don't know what the enemy has done to those children? You think God don't know what the enemy has done to those babies? God knows what they've done, but sometimes God's hands are somewhat tied until we invite him in to cleanse the atmosphere. Yes. And so constant prayer. Get you one or two other people, believers, that believe the same way you do, if you can. Because sometimes finding believers that believe the same way you do is tough. But if you can find, if the Lord will lead you to another couple of believers that believe like you, and you go into that house and you anoint them hands, you put on those tallit, and in the name of Jesus, you just cast out demons in that house. Let the Lord use you. And it would be better if the people that are hosting those spirits were not there while you do this. Let them be gone somewhere else. That way you'll have the freedom and the peace to fight. And then when they walk back in, they're like, whoa, what happened? Something's different around here. What's that? Amen. You fight spiritual battles in the spirit. You cannot fight spiritual battles with carnal means. In spiritual battles, every believer that needs their home rededicated back to you, every believer that have issues in there with their children, their loved one, the people that are staying there, those that they love, Father, teach them how to fight in the spirit, because so many people have not been taught and they fall victim to the enemy, that they can fight back in the spirit. And in your name, if they cry out in the name of Jesus, the enemy has to flee. You said it. That they call on the name of Jesus, rededicate those atmospheres and those children. Teach them, show them, tell them when and how to anoint those children, adult and young, anoint those children. Call on the name of Jesus so they will be healed in the spirit and in the natural. Give this soldier strength. Give her power. And give them all that believe power and understanding to know that greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. Because victory belongs to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody agree with that? Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to give his name.
Okay.
But
thank you.
He's about 72 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's American. He and his wife accepted the Lord early on, but
yes,
they are experiencing some tremendous marital issues
stemming
from abuse that his wife had dealt with as a child.
Oh, boy.
And now she is striving for divorce. He doesn't want divorce, but there's so many things that's causing us harming and bringing challenges to him in his home,
yes,
in his body, in his marriage, in his
family. Yeah, I understand that. I understand. Well, God is able. God is able. He's 77.
He's 72.
72. Wow. Father, in the name of Jesus, to which the spiritual situations that are involved, you understand what brought this and what brought that and what started this and what started that. You understand. You were there. You know what happened. You were able. Father, they need support. They need you to hold them up. Father, we need your perfect will to be done. Whatever is needed to fix that, we're asking that you would do it, Lord. We don't know what's necessary, but we know you know what's necessary. We don't know what happened in the past, but we know you know what happened in the past. We don't know which tools to use except prayer. We don't know any other tool to use except our faith. We don't know what else to do, Lord, except put praise on the matter. Because you said you will inhabit our praises. So if we praise you in advance for fixing this problem, then we know that you will inhabit the praises that we sent up to you so that you will fix whatever's going on down here. Did anybody understand that? You can, praise is a weapon to the enemy. When you let, the Bible says God will inhabit your praises. Does it say that? And so what does it mean to inhabit? It means to enter in, to get into that, to be a part of that, right? Right? And so when you're praising God, When you're praising God, when you're worshiping God, when you're giving your all to God, and you're nothing else matters at this moment because this is between me and God. I'm talking to God. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm praising him. I'm calling his name. I'm thanking him. I'm blessing him. You're praising God. While your praises are entering into the kingdom, God is doing what God does to those praises while they're entering into his presence. And then he's sending it back down to you.
Amen.
That's what's happening. I've seen it in the spirit. I know. Well, I ain't never read that. Well, you ain't never stood up here. So what? That's what happens. He showed me the process. When you're praising God and your praises are being sent up, because first of all, your prayers and your praises are being carried up by angels. They're not just floating around in the air hoping that a good wind come by and send them up to heaven. That's not how that works. Your praises are actually being delivered by angels to the throne of God. Those are the people of God. Now, if you died, fried, and laid to the side, we got a different prayer for you. But those that trust and walk in Jesus, your prayers are being lifted up by angels and carried to the throne of God. While you're praising God, while they're bringing up your praise, and your praises are still hot, your praises are still live, your praises are still active, God is doing what he needs to do in those praises, and then he's sending it back down to take care of whatever that problem or that situation is. That's why it is important that you praise God with everything that is within you, because it affects the spiritual realm.
Yes.
And when your praises start affecting the spiritual realm, you start winning the battle. So the end, that's why they wanted the churches shut down. You can keep the bars open. You can keep the hooker houses open. You can keep everything else open. But the church has got to be shut down. Why? Because they know the power of praise. They say you can go to church, but you can't praise God. Why? Why? What do they know about praise that the Christians don't know? What do the governor know about praise that you don't know? They know that your praises go up to God. And it defeats the spirit realm that has come against you. And your praises are important. They're not just important to God. They're extremely important to you. You're not praising God because he's got some kind of complex and he needs you to lift him up. God was good before you got here. And he'll be good when you're gone. He was all sufficient. He did not need you. He wanted you. Pastor said, explained to him one day, he said, it's just like a person going in and adopting a child. They already have three children, but they want you. They don't need you. They have children. They want you. So he adopted us. Not because you're so fine. Not because you got so much going on. He just saw you and wanted you. It's that simple. He saw you. He saw what he made. And he said, I want that. Here's the invitation. Now, I'm not going to snatch you because you have to want me like I want you. So I'm not going to make you want me, but I'm going to allow you to want me. I'm going to set the atmosphere so you can want me. I'm going to fix it so you have the knowledge of me, so you can come to me if you choose. And then when you come to me because you want me, now we have a relationship. If he made you serve him, that's not a relationship. That's a slave and a master.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if he gives you an offer and you accept, that's a relationship.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm married because I want to be.
Yes.
I don't have to be. Amen?
Amen.
I don't got to be. I got 2 feet and they work very well. I can be gone tomorrow if I want it. I don't want to. She has the same offer. We're here because we want to be, not because we have to be. God wants you to be with him because you want to be with him, not because he slapped you upside the head and gave you no choice. We are like God. We have a choice. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Did I pray for them? Okay. What am I praying for? Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell me again. Is this not Dovey?
No. I didn't give a name.
This is the 77.
Yeah,
got it. 72. Father God, in the name of Jesus, all those that are dealing with marital issues, all those that are dealing with family issues, they've been married a long time. They've gone through so much. Father, you're able.
Yes.
You're able to fix it the way you want it fixed. Make it look, Father, the way you want it to look. Make it sound the way you want it to sound. Give our believers the strength to do what you have commanded. Father, I speak peace into that relationship. I speak love into that relationship. I speak honesty into that relationship. Let your perfect will be done. Send relief. Send relief to those soldiers and direction. Healing spiritually and naturally so that you alone will get the glory and the honor from that marriage, and we rebuke what the enemy did to her in the past that's still troubling her in the present. We rebuke that.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the past be the past. We rebuke that. We don't allow the enemy to use her past against her.
Yes.
Don't allow the enemy to use her past to destroy her future. Don't allow the enemy to use the past to create division with her present.
Yes.
We give you praise and we magnify you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to also, in Hawaii, Dominique, 90 years old.
She's in a nursing home.
Nursing home that has COVID in
there. Positive, but mm-hmm. she's still preaching.
Preaching! 90 years old, preaching the gospel.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Talking about a soldier in the... Y'all too young. Y'all don't know about that song. A soldier in the... I feel like shouting. My leg is a little jumpy. That's a testimony.
Yes.
90 years old and still preaching the gospel, which means she still has the workings of her mind. She still knows truth. She's got it going on, and she's 90. Father, we give you praise for our 90-year-old sister who is still preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We give you praise and we magnify her, and we're praying, Lord, that you will continually strengthen her in her mind, in her body, in her atmosphere, her family, whatever's necessary to build her up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Oh, because you have blessed. She's 90.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, help us. And she's still preaching. Girl, you my new hero.
Yes.
Amen. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for her. That soldier, give her what she needs to complete her journey.
Yes.
Give her what she needs to be effective witness during her journey.
Yes.
Give her what she needs and her family, her atmosphere, whatever is necessary. Give her what she needs.
Yes,
amen.
Lord Jesus.
Praise is, I bet you if she talked to you right now, she'd tell you how important praise is. Because you ain't going to be preaching for nine and all these years and you 90 years old and don't know how powerful praise is.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my goodness, she'd have messed me up now. I don't even remember what I'm praying for. But amen. But did I touch her? Amen. Amen. And Dominique, I can't thank you. It's Dominique's pastor's mother. In-law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot to remember. Amen. But brother, thank you. Oh, he woke up. What's up, homie? Amen. Amen. We give praise and magnify God for her and her loved ones, and we're praying for her ministry.
Yeah.
That it will keep going and flowing and kicking out demons and destroying the nests that they have made and rebuking and rejecting sin and keep on pushing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lee is asking for prayer for her son and his wife and children.
Mm-hmm.
They have cut her out of their lives, but she is praying for their children.
Wow. That's the mother.
Mm-hmm. It's praying for her son and his wife
that have cut her
children, who's cut her out of their lives, but she's praying for their salvation.
Let me tell you something. Somebody's praying for your salvation. You need them all up in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all don't have to agree on what we having for dinner and what color the car ought to be, but somebody's praying for your salvation. You need them somewhere in your atmosphere.
Amen.
You need them somewhere in your life, and we're going to pray that God will open the eyes of the children that have dismissed her, because clearly they don't get it. I mean, different taste in this, and I don't do my dishes that way, and I don't pay my bills that way. Okay, we can get along with that. But somebody that's actually trying to pray for your salvation and praying that you stay with God, you need them in your life.
Amen.
Y'all don't have to sit down to dinner every night, but you need them in your life.
Yeah.
You need to be praying for each other.
Yeah.
Somebody that knows God praying for you, you need that.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every child, for every parent, for every person that has dismissed someone that is praying for their salvation and their eternal life in you, we're praying, Lord, that you would open. This is a battle, and they need all the reinforcements they can get. And in the name of Jesus, it may not be comfortable, but it is absolutely necessary. Father, open the eyes. Don't allow unforgiveness to interfere with what's going on in the lives here. Father, let your perfect will be done, that you will get all the praise, Lord. And she's still praying for her family. Even though they've dismissed her, she's still praying for the family and their family. So encourage her and lift her up and strengthen them, so that they will understand that they need you.
Yes.
Forgive all sin and unrighteousness. Move on their behalf, that they will be awakened and they will understand that they need to be a part of your kingdom.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any new word on Mother Brenda? Herbert? Any new word, or still the same?
Still the same.
Amen. That means ain't no backing up. Still moving forward. That's all I want.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the good news right there. Amen. What you got, Mama?
Hallelujah.
What time is it, anybody? Because I got this fancy watch and I can't even read it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Robert. Amen. It's a beautiful watch, but if I'm not wearing glasses, I can't see the numbers. So, amen. Amen. There you go. All right. Come on.
Hilda is asking for prayer for her friend Elizabeth, who lives in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
She needs complete healing of her body and restoration to wholeness.
Hilda is praying for her friend in
Elizabeth
in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You got a friend that's praying for you?
Yes.
For your healing, yeah. For your deliverance? That's a friend. I mean, you can always find a jackleg friend that want to steal your money and drive your car. You can find, you don't even have to look for them. Just wave a dollar. They'll find you. But when you got somebody... Leslie, am I right? But when you got somebody that's willing to pray for you just because they care about you and you're not even related, that's a friend. Amen? That's a friend. Father, we're praying for every friend that's praying for their friend.
Yeah.
How's that? We're praying for every friend that is connected to Jesus that's praying for their other friend. Whether they're connected or not, they're praying for their connection. They're praying for their healing. They're praying for their deliverance. We're praying for every friend, every believer. We're praying for every believer that's praying for their friend.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Every believer. Y'all see this up here? Pray for every person, that's every believer that's praying for their friend.
Yes.
We're lifting them up in the name of Jesus. Every believer that says, I'm praying for my friend's healing. I'm praying for my friend's deliverance. I'm praying for my friend's strength in the Lord. I'm praying that the Lord will keep them and their family. I'm praying that they will be in the cloud party. I'm praying that they will be forever in the kingdom of God. I'm praying that they will be lifted up out of here. I'm praying. We're praying for them. Every person that calls on the name of Jesus and they are praying for someone else, I'm praying for them. Keep them strong, Lord. Keep them focused. If there's any sin, remove it in the name of Jesus so that their prayers will not be blocked. Do you know that your sins can block your prayers? When last time your pastor told you that? Do you know if you're living a life of sin, do you know that interferes with your relationship with God? Because see, when you're living in sin, the only thing God want to hear from you is, forgive me in the name of Jesus. That's all he want to hear from you. He don't want to hear about your financial problems. He don't want to hear about your girlfriend and your wife. He don't want to hear about none of your kids. He don't want to hear none about that. Y'all caught that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Amen. He don't want to hear about none of that. The first thing he want to hear about you is he want to see you hit the knees. Father God, forgive me. I blew it again. I'm not right. Forgive. That's what he want to hear from you. Once you clear that up,
yes.
Now you can say, Lord, I'm jacked up. And you knew that when I hit my knees. I need help. Now he's listening. But why? But when you've got all this, you know, Lauren had a video of a DVD out. She said, I pray every night before I sin for forgiveness. It's in the DVD. And I'm like, how you going to pray, ask for forgiveness on your way to sin?
Jesus.
I haven't even done it yet, but Lord, forgive me in case I forget later. I can say I repented. People live their life like that. Yes, they do. They live their life like that. They repent in advance because they know I have no intentions of not doing it.
And that's not repentance.
And that's not repentance. That's just stupid. Well, I know I'm going to do it, and I know I'm going to repent, so I'll just wait until the end of the week, and I just do it all at once.
Like calling the doctor before you stand in front of a tree.
Come here, Pastor, because you got to say that. Come here. Okay. God don't want you making friends with sin.
Amen.
He does not want you. Part of having a relationship with God is not having a relationship with sin. Light and darkness cannot commingle. They can. Light and darkness does not make gray in God's eyesight. It's black or white. It's in or out. You is or you ain't. You can't be almost pregnant. Either something down there or it ain't. It's the same with God. You cannot be almost in God. You either, because when the rapture happened or when you leave here, you're not going to almost go somewhere. You're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Amen.
There is no middle ground with God. You are his or you are not his. You are in or you are out. There are no shades of gray with God. Stop treating God like he's your buddy next door and y'all got a relation, y'all got an understanding. God's got an understanding. Either you in or you out. You is or you ain't. That's just the way it is. I don't believe it. Well, that don't matter. It doesn't change. I don't believe it. It doesn't change anything. I don't think that's right. It doesn't change anything. I think God ought to have something different. It don't change anything. Well, there's got to be more than one way to God, more than one way to heaven. I think it's got to be more than one way. Your opinion don't change nothing. Opinions are like sit-downs. Everybody's got one. Y'all like the way I said that? I didn't use the word I normally use.
Thank you.
Okay? Opinions are like these. Everybody's got one. And yours smell just like everybody else. They all stink. It doesn't matter. Well, Abigail says she don't, but she's the one that don't. Do you understand? Jesus. You cannot make a deal with God. I tried that once. Wound up in the hospital. That was the last deal I ever made with God. Last one. I'm like, whatever you want, Lord, I'm cool. Amen. Did I pray? Did I do it? Abigail, Leslie, did I pray for whoever I was supposed to pray?
For him. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Don't be holding me up. I ain't got but 5 minutes.
Okay. Spring is asking for prayer for her husband, who has suffered from kidney and heart failure.
Kidney and heart failure.
He is supposed to be home today.
Mm-hmm.
He's on like 9 different medications.
Oh.
And it is financially challenging.
I know it is.
For prayer for healing in the
yes.
body and in the finances.
Yes. What's her name again?
Spring.
Spring? What a beautiful name. Spring, And what's her husband's name? Did she say?
She did not.
Spring for you and your husband and your family and for all other people that are dealing with similar situations like Spring and her family. Father, we're praying absolute healing and deliverance over these families. We're praying absolute healing and deliverance over their finances. We're praying absolute healing and deliverance over their situation, over their atmosphere. Father, over the atmosphere, it is critical that that atmosphere is filled with the presence of God. It is critical that that atmosphere is filled with praises, is filled with worship. Even if you don't understand where you are or why you're there, it should not stop your praises, because wherever you are, you're just passing through. You're not camped out. You're just passing through. God's got a plan, but he needs you to obey him so that he can follow his plan. I'm telling you, God has a plan for your healing. God has a plan for your deliverance. God has a plan for your life. But you have to open up the atmosphere so that God can have full control of the atmosphere. We're praying for your husband's healing complete. We're praying for your complete financial healing complete. We're praying for peace in your home complete. We're praying for peace in your mind, in your heart complete. We're praying that the Lord will fulfill his will in your life. Let me tell you, you must keep your house filled with some type of praise and worship. Whether you're praying all day, lifting the Lord up, praise is important, and you need to teach your children what does it mean to praise God? Why is it necessary for me to praise God? You need to teach your children about praises. If a child walks in and see you praying, that should not be a revelation to them. Hmm. They should be able to say, oh, he's praying again. I'll be quiet. If they walk in and like, oh my God, you're praying. There's a problem here.
It's still good, though.
I mean, it's good that they're all blown away. They're 50 and you just now start praying. There's a problem here. The people that live with you should not be surprised that you pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
When you're walking around and you lift your hands up, they shouldn't be saying, what's wrong? What's going on? Is there a fire? That should not be.
Amen.
It should not be weird to your family to see you praising God.
Amen.
Lifting up the name of Jesus. That should not be a revelation to people that should know you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You've been living in the same house for 30 years and your neighbors don't know you know God. That's a problem. Amen. I'm not saying you got to go out there with a Bible and a bullhorn and preach to everybody. But your life will tell people, oh, you're not like them.
Right.
Amen. The way you talk to them and respect. Why are you giving me is it time to quit?
No, I'm excited. I want to share more.
Oh, okay.
Her husband.
Whose husband?
Spring's husband.
Spring's husband?
Yeah. His name is Andre. And even in the hospital, he has been ministering to the doctors and the
nurses. No! Look at God. We're not just praying for them?
Yes.
Thank you, Spring. Thank you, Spring. See, I'm telling you, live chat is the bomb.
Yes.
Amen. Live chat is awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, oh, I forgot to bring my list of the people that we prayed for this week. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring my list. You have it? Amen. Can you got the list? Amen. Because I just do this to reassure you and to encourage you. Amen. To let you know that, I ain't send no offering this week, so I ain't gonna send in no prayer. Don't let the devil trick you like that. When last time we ask you for an offering?
Amen.
We don't. Amen. When last time we ask you for some money? When last time we charge you for something? That we give away everything except the T-shirts, and we give you that. We do that at cost. Because we're just trying to connect the family. This is a global family, and we're just trying to bring you together. Everything else besides the T-shirts, we give it away. We've sent it to Africa and to Austria and to Europe and to London and Alaska and down the street and up yonder. It doesn't matter, because God has blessed us because of you. And as long as God keeps blessing us, we are going to keep blessing you.
Yes.
Amen. Now, you told us about Spirit. Okay, so tell me.
It's a long list.
It's a long list? Yeah. Well, read fast.
Okay.
How many minutes we got?
We got 1 minute.
Okay, read for 1 minute. If she doesn't call your name in 1 minute, we got you.
Jennifer, Living Foundation, Jackie, S. Forbes, Troy, Delk 10K Rejoicing, Thy Kingdom Come, Papa Lung, Vicky D, Church L, Vicky Stephanie, D. Kari, Rosemary, Shauna, Eyes on Jesus, Mark, Maggie, DS2324, Passionate for Yeshua, Chrissy, James, Kari, Casey, and Papa Lung again.
Amen. You are members of this body. You are members of this, help me say this right, regiment?
Correct.
You are members of this regiment. You are members of the body of Christ. You are members of this family. Your prayers are important to us. Your needs are important to us. If the Lord bless us to be able to bless you, we will do that. Otherwise, we will keep you lifted up until the Lord gives you everything that you need. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Time is up. Amen. I thank God for this prayer service and every person that has been able to be a part of this service, for the faithful members, all the people that are working behind the scenes, Tahira, Mother Niera, Mother Brenda, the little short one, what's her name? Janelle, Jasmine, Lisa, oh my God. Oh, Mother Sharon. What's Mother Sharon's daughter's name?
Erica,
who just came on board, and there's a bunch of people. Where Abigail, when she act right, Leslie and Ruben, not Tiffany, Asia, all the Ryan, my wife, and we'll throw Pastor Sandy in there. We thank God for all the people. Oh, Drea, and Nikki, and Najakwa, and Nicole, and everybody. Claudia, oh my God.
Amen.
My little sister that came back from
Devorah.
Oh my God. And our online believers, members that blessed us, all three of them this morning. Just, you don't realize. Ruben, the Floreses, is this?
To
Herbert, and then the little bitty itty ones, and just y'all.
Hallelujah.
Just y'all. All y'all that pray for us, all of you that lift us up, for Jose Perez and his awesome family, for if I get the name of names, I'm gonna miss somebody. All of the rest of you that I didn't name.
All y'all.
Who y'all? Marcus.
All y'all.
All y'all. Any of y'all that's a y'all, I'm talking to you.
Amen.
Did I say that right? Any of y'all that's a y'all, I'm talking to you. All right. Amen. Whether we see you in the crowd or in the cloud, as Brother Minister, Lloyd would say, whether it's in the cloud or in the crowd, we praise God for you, and we'll see you soon.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Yeah.